There he is, Finbar Rody. Finbar can join us for a couple of minutes here for a bit of reaction. You ended up operating more in the forward line in the second half. What a battle that was, particularly in terms of conditions. Very much a game of two halves, and of course having to play the second half before two men.
Yeah, no, so it's more up there because I was wrecked, to be honest, more the fitness wise. But we always knew it was going to be a dogfight down their home pitch. Bad day, and they were up for it definitely. And just happy to get it with that wind. We've made it hard on ourselves now.
Yeah, it's been a tough opening championship for you in terms of going away to Glen Swilly, and then of course you did Derby with Ardran. Now coming down to a much improved Downing side today. It's been three big battles for you. It hasn't been easy so far, but now you're on 4 points.
Not three massive battles, but that's not even just ourselves. The whole championship this season has been very competitive. Big teams losing against other teams that you think they'd have won over, but it's been a very competitive championship, and it's good to see.
Yeah, and of course it doesn't get any easier. St Michael's next week.
Yeah, no, that'll be a big one. Must win game, so we'll be targeting a big performance there again.
And tell me, just the sending off of McKelvey. Do you know what that was? People were saying it was for a stamp. Did you see that?
To be honest, I don't know. I wasn't looking at it. I just seen the keeper down, and Jack was walked. Referee called him back, and next thing you know, it's a red. But here, you can't complain about it now.
Yeah.
Referee's decision, the final decision, and just to get on with it.
Yeah, and Martin Cape just in at half time. Was that a lot of tactics was being talked, or was it really a back to the wall sitting that you were on 2 points? That this was going to be a huge second half in terms of your year and your championship?
To be honest, there wasn't too much change. We knew second half they had the win, so we had a up the intensity from what the first half was, and I think we really dogged it out, and in the end we got the win.
Yeah, and Ethan O'Donnell back, of course you've had to do without Kieran Thompson. Tragic, you've lost him through that injury, but having Ethan back in there today, he looks super fit and ready to go.
Yeah, no, it's a massive lift to have Ethan back. Kieran Thompson, we all know what he's capable of, and it's a big miss for the club, and boys are going to have to step up now, and Ethan's a good man to have back.
Yeah, and you yourself, you're flying. You've had some year for Donegal. We've been supporting you all year, and now you have to lift it for the club again. The energy levels are good, yeah?
Yeah, and all the energy levels are good. Hey, we're looking forward to the rest of the year and seeing what we can do with the team we have.
Yeah.